The CPP says it is not ideologically opposed to private capital and entrepreneurship and will positively promote the development of the productive private sector for global competition and partnership. The CPP says it remains committed to national self-reliance and economic freedom and will not just pay lip service to private sector development as done by the NPP and NDC. This is contained in a statement signed by the Shadow Cabinet Member for Political Affairs, Ecole Duncan. It was to respond to views by Tony Otingyesi at the recently held AngloGold public lecture, which questioned the value of public investments of the government of the CPP and the Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Here is a news desk report.
The statement said the primary policy objective of Dr. Nkrumah in the reconstruction of the colonial economy was to improve the poor terms of trade and exchange to address the structural trade imbalance that served as the source of the country's poverty. One of the most important investments in that respect was the silos for the storage of cocoa beans and the cocoa processing factories to enable the country manage and control the supply of the commodity on the international market for optimum price and also add value to the commodity. It said the investment in gold refinery had similar objective, while that of the Black Star Line was to ensure that the country earned a major share of the ocean freight receipts in her international trade. Furthermore, the Bast Fiber Development Board was linked to the jute manufacturing facility in Kumasi. The Ghana Sugar Estates was the raw material supplier to the sugar and ethanol production plants in Eschari and Komenda, while the Ghana Rubber Estate was to supply raw rubber to the Bonsa Tire Manufacturing Plant, among others. According to the statement, Dr. Nkrumah in the social sector established the prefabricated concrete products for an accelerated construction of schools, polyclinics and houses for the people. The regime, as a result, built more schools, hospitals and houses than any administration. The CPP said it is regrettable that in the absence of their philosophy for the country's development, the NPP and NDC have followed the dictates of external multilateral financial institutions in the management of the economy. The CPP opines that these institutions have pursued consistently a price stabilization and inflation control policy as the main thrust of the economic development policy, and yet the country remains worse off. The party blames the NPP and NDC for undervaluing the investments by the Nkrumah regime in the agricultural and manufacturing sectors by selling the assets to foreign interests and their cronies, resulting in mass unemployment, a reduced national manufacturing capacity, and the dependency on imported manufactured products. The CPP emphasizes that it is not ideologically opposed to private capital and entrepreneurship, but will positively promote the development of the productive private sector for global competition and partnership if given the nod. This it will do in the view of its commitment to national self-reliance and economic freedom, and not pay lip service to private sector development as the NPP and NDC have done.
The news desk report.